You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
But we wanted to take a quick look at this Melbourne couple prevented from seeing their newborn baby for a week after an emergency birth there in hotel quarantine. Mo Haydar is the husband and the father there. Mo, good to talk to you. Have you or your wife got to see the baby yet?
Still no. Tomorrow we'll be able to see him, lay hands on him, tomorrow night actually.
And how many days will that have been postpartum?
To be honest, I haven't been counting the days. So June 1st he was born, so from eight.
My goodness, for a week. And as I understand it, baby was taken straight away from mum the moment he was born.
Yeah, shockingly. It's something that happens out of a World War II movie.
Now, you're both in hotel quarantine because you've returned from overseas. How many negative tests have you returned?
We're actually in hospital, quarantining in the hospital because she needs to express milk. But regarding the tests, I think for me I'm at 9. I've lost count. It's more than, today I just did another one, negative, and Sarah's probably 2 behind me.
So you've both done more than 5-6 negative tests.
Yep, easily.
And you're quarantining within the hospital.
Yep, and there's a COVID ward here and we're quarantining within the hospital.
And you're still not able to see that baby.
Yeah, and just to add, I even got the confirmation from this from the nurse. The hospital set up protocols and put him in he was in a separate room the whole time, and protocols, procedures, full PPE, etc., to make sure and assured that we could see him in a safe manner. It was the chief health officer that it fell in the hands of, and I got an email saying it's been discussed with the chief health officer, and the answer is no, and there was no reason given.
And you're both fully vaccinated, is that right?
Yep, 2 shots of Pfizer.
Each?
Yep.
Goodness. How is Sarah doing, Mo?
She's holding up. Family's kind of just keeping us distracted, I guess, more than anything. And the expressing milk's really been her rock, I guess, to lean on. She said, to me just before, I just pretend like I'm his here and I'm feeding him. So, and just that process, I guess, is her way of just making sure she's on top of things, I guess, and keeping it going.
Mo, we'll stay in touch with you. You let us know if there's anything we can do for you. I don't know what we can do in Melbourne. I know this is your hometown, but is there anything we can do?
Right now we're trying to get home. So I've asked people that if they can just reach out to the health minister here or email the health minister in Queensland and try to get us airlifted home.
We'll see if we can get involved in that. It seems like an extraordinary situation.